This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, it would have been 3-0 if Denver would have just hung on to that 15-point lead in Game 2. Nevertheless, it's 2-1 now. Denver, a winner last night in Game 3 of the NBA Finals as the scene shifted to Miami. And, man, the fans exited big time in the fourth quarter. Go back and watch the highlights. Jeff, I was watching them again.
Wait, I'm sorry, Andy. A Miami basketball crowd left early?
It was funny to watch the fans sitting behind both benches just empty out throughout the fourth quarter.
Can I give you an update from my text? Ready?
Yeah, 109.94 was fine.
Just before we get back into that, our last segment talking soccer.
Yes. Dan, by the way, Dan's phone is blowing up. I'm sure his soccer.
Well, so is mine. Our buddy G said that last segment was just fabulous.
Yes.
He said Dan is such a total nerd when it comes to soccer, it made his day.
Oh, congratulations.
Way to go, Dano.
I hate you. I hate you. I don't even know you, and I hate your guts. I hope all the bad things in life happen to you and nobody else but you.
You know what, Dan? I appreciate your knowledge of soccer. Continue, Andy.
Dan, are you going to be all right? Like, I seriously think he's upset, Jeff.
I hate you. I hate you. I don't even know you.
Wow.
And I hate your guts. I hope all the bad things in life happen to you and nobody else but you.
Come on. Hody's listeners are listening to hear if you're okay. They want to know. Right.
Well, what was in your Cheerios today? Because what was ever in your Cheerios needs to be there again tomorrow. Okay.
Oh, not good.
Okay, we'll be back with more Basket of Phelps after we recover.
It's true, but he shouldn't say it.
They just want to make sure you're all right. I can't breathe.
You okay over there?
Oh, I'm all right.
Okay. Let's get back to the NBA Finals.
It was just one of those lines.
It was just so good.
They just want to make sure you're
so
okay.
Good. What was in your Cheerios?
I have no idea. Didn't eat Cheerios.
It worked.
All right. All right, so when you go back and look at this, like I still think Denver just took over in the third quarter last night. And Miami, every time it looked like they might get a chance to get inside like 12 or inside of 10, man, Denver just took off again. And the other thing that I loved about watching yesterday's game was just their ability to move the ball on offense is just spectacular. It's so much fun to watch. And, and to watch Jokic. Like inside, outside, you know, and it's not about even you look like, oh, there's the big guy. He's going to take it to the hole. Oh, no, he's got three guys on him. All three guys go up. He just takes a breath. And the next thing you know, he's just laying it in. Or same scenario. He's at the low blocks. He's got the ball. He's looking around. He's got two defenders on him. They all think he's going to shoot. And the next thing you know, he just kind of little bounce pass to the back door and it's wide open. They are so good at moving the basketball. It's so much fun to watch. It makes me not care that it's not two gigantic, you know, names in the NBA. I don't care that it's not the Lakers. I don't care that it's not the Knicks or anybody else. Watching Denver play, there's something special. I like watching that team play. That's what basketball should be about. They're so smooth.
It's just fun, isn't it? I mean, Andy, that's the way we all know how the game is supposed to be played. And there it is. There it is.
It reminded me of the times when the Cavaliers were struggling to beat the Warriors. And there's one particular game that I'm thinking of, and it might have actually been the year we won, that we were in Oakland, and it was just one of those nights, man, where the Cavs just, they couldn't, every time you turn around, somebody was there to beat you. And it was an outlet pass. It was a long outlet pass. It was a short pass by the back door. It was all those things. But
yeah.
Denver is just so much more consistent at doing that and moving the ball than any team that that we've watched in the last couple of years.
Well, I don't want to go old school on this. You know what Denver reminds me of? You know, or what Miami reminds me of when Miami's playing well? It's the Lakers from the 80s. It's the Celtics from the 80s. It's the bad boy Pistons, kind of, even offensively. You know, they moved the ball. You moved bodies. I mean, that's the way the game is not only aesthetically, Andy, the best way to play basketball, it's a very effective way, and dare I say it's an easier way to play, rather than giving the ball to some guy and asking him to make sure that he wins it for you. You know, giving the ball to LeBron and asking him to win game after game after game after game is no way to play basketball. I mean, LeBron can do it, but that's not the way to play, and LeBron knows that better than anybody, which is why he's always been, you know, a guy who likes to pass the ball as well. You know, giving the ball to Donovan Mitchell, asking Donovan to bail you out and create something here. And I just threw those two guys out because, you know, there are guys. But that's not the way to play the game. The way to play the game is the way Denver plays it, the way that Miami plays it, the way it was played some years ago. You really want to see free-flowing offense and no defense? Go watch 1960s basketball highlights on YouTube. Oh my gosh. There was no defense.
Right.
But B, man, they were just moving like crazy.
So does this become the copycat way to play? Does this take us away from the free-flowing three-pointers that doesn't matter and you could shoot 10%, but we're still going to keep putting up three-pointers? Are we going to go away from that? I don't think that's ever going away.
No, because the analytics will tell you that three is more than two.
And you said no math.
And though that is a fact, shooting three-point shots... To shoot three-point shots when you're not good at three-point shots isn't really good for anybody. It's not an aesthetically pleasing game. Really isn't. Do you agree?
Yeah, no, I agree. I it drives me nuts. I mean, it's cool when a team's down like 15 and you got to get back and somebody gets hot. You know, J.R. Smith gets hot and he rattles off five or six three-pointers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's... I enjoy watching that, but if your team's in that position and you have to be there, you're not winning most of those games. How hard is it? I mean, first of all, it's hard to hit a three-pointer alone. Now all of a sudden you're going to hit maybe one uncontested, then the other team's going to get smart, they're going to start guarding you.
Yeah.
And then, you know, so maybe you hit three in a row at the most. It just doesn't happen. And so, but, I mean, it's a fun aspect of the game when someone gets out like that, but I don't think it's sustainable as far as just... Outside of Steph Curry, I've never thought it was sustainable.
Denver took only 18 threes last night.
I wonder how that
ranks.
In
today's NBA, that's a low shot.
I wonder how that ranks across the board for a playoff game.
Yeah, I don't know. And they didn't hit very many of them. They were 5 of 18.
They didn't need to. The way they were moving the ball, and they were so quick.
And they had the lead, so you know, you're not going to be jacking up stupid threes. Miami needed some points, and they put up 35 three-pointers. They made only 31%.
Is it bad that it's Denver that's doing this? I was listening to the morning show for a little bit, and they were talking about TV ratings, and they were talking about, well, does anyone really? But I mean, Jokic, he's the real deal, man. He's just so good. And his ability to do things that big men just aren't supposed to do, he does them. And then if that's not there, he's making these miracle shots that go off from beyond the three-point arc. It's almost not natural, the stuff that you see him hit outside the arc, especially when someone's on him and he's throwing the ball up from over his, from behind his head. I don't care where he's playing. I think it's pretty awesome, and it's fun to watch him. And I love Butler too. I love watching Jimmy Butler. I think he's, you know, he's the I'm trying to think of a good way to describe the way I see him playing. He's one of those dominant basketball players that you should fear all game long.
You know,
he can take over the game at any point.
Yeah. The thing about Butler to me, and I'd like to hear what both of you think about this. Though Butler is a big-time player, I don't consider him one of the elite superstars of the NBA. He doesn't get that kind of run from the NBA.
He doesn't.
And yet, if there's a game that you have to win and you get to pick guys to be on your team, wouldn't you pick Jimmy Butler?
Every time.
Yeah, me too. And he's just...
There is a Jordan-type feeling for him, right?
He's tough.
Right.
And I don't mean physically tough. I mean, he's tough in the moment. Daniel, do you agree if you've recovered from our soccer conversation? I don't think he's not pushed by the NBA like a big-time superstar. And I don't know that he actually is. But he's one of those guys who knows how to win basketball games.
He's got the on-off switch. I mean, I think that's what it is more than anything.
Big moment response.
Yeah. But not even big moment. I mean, the reason you can't push him during the regular season is because the guy coasts. Like, he just kind of, and that whole Miami team kind of coasts through the regular season and used it to figure out all these different things.
Well, they did have some injuries.
Got hurt, but squeaked in the play-in tournament. And then he caught fire, and he turned it on once again like he's done,
the past
2 years, 3 years now, where he just all of a sudden flips the switch. And it's unbelievable to just watch him flip the switch. And I thought he shot a little bit too much yesterday. Like, I thought, you know, took some bad shots. Same with Bam. I thought Bam took a lot of bad shots, too. But clearly they wanted to hand him the ball and put him in space and let him operate.
How much trouble is Miami in, Jeff?
Not. They're not.
Do you think this thing goes 2-2 or what? 3-1, they're in trouble.
I've said all along, and I didn't get overly specific. I apologize. I thought Denver in 6 or 7. I still think Denver in 6 or 7. I think Miami will win at least one more game. At least one. And my guess is, if I had to pick Andy, it'll be tomorrow. If I had to guess. But here we are in the NBA Finals, and the road team has won 2 of the 3 games. How about that?
Yeah, I think Denver does it again. I think we're going to see Carmen. I'm still floored by game 2. Where Denver gave up the 15-point lead. Because, like I said in the beginning, I just thought Denver was a far superior team to Miami. Now, I give Miami a ton of credit. And they didn't – the first half of yesterday's game I thought was really good. I mean, it was back and forth. It was good, but then you kind of could feel the momentum going to Denver in the third, and then the only thing left to wonder was, were they gonna let it slip away like they did in game 2? But that didn't happen.
I've just enjoyed the playoffs all the way along, all the way through. I think the NBA has put out a really good product, a very entertaining product, and I think the finals, though you don't have the marquee teams there, through 3 games it's been good. I won't say it's been great, Andy, because you've had 2 lopsided games. You know, the Denver wins have been lopsided. Mm-hmm. It's starting to feel like what we've all read about with the 1960 World Series, right? Where the Yankees just clocked the Pirates in 3 games, but the Pirates ended up winning. If Miami wins it, maybe that's what this ends up being.
All right, I want to come back. We're going to talk about this. You know, we've always talked about college being the minor leagues for the NFL. Now you have to start to wonder, especially after what one former quarterback that we know pretty well around here had to say about college having its own minor leagues within college. What are we talking about? We'll explain it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.